This is program number LW2037. Well, the guy was a, well, what we'd call in my hometown, he was a tightwad. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about Calvin Coolidge, the President of the United States during the 1920s. Shortly after midnight on August 3, 1923, the news of President Harding's death reached Vice President Calvin Coolidge. He was spending his summer vacation at Plymouth Notch, Vermont. When he heard of the President's death, Coolidge said, "Guess we'd better have a drink." So Coolidge, with three friends of his, went down to the general store to celebrate. "What have you got?" was the question. And the girl behind the counter said, "Moxie, sarsaparilla, cream, cherry, and raspberry soda." "Moxie," said Coolidge. Downing his drink, he pulled an old change purse out of his pocket, fumbled around in it until he found the coin he was looking for, and then he plunked it down on the counter. It was a nickel. A nickel. Congressman Porter Dale of Vermont blinked and quietly picked up the rest of the check. The guy was a tightwad. One day, he walked up to the desk of Ira R.T. Smith, chief of mails at the White House, and handed him a box of cigars. He really did. Coolidge said to him, "Have some tobacco." Then he walked on down to the desk of Nelson Webster, the distributing officer, and repeated the offer. Afterward, Smith and Webster compared notes and found that Coolidge had taken the trouble to find out the price each of them paid for their cigars. Webster smoked 25-cent cigars and had received 25-cent cigars from Coolidge. Webster smoked 10-centers, and so that's what he got. Both boxes, though, came from the large collection of gift cigars sent to the president, which were stacked up in his study. When Coolidge was a young man, a friend tried to borrow $5 from him one day, but Coolidge turned him down, of course. Many years later, the same friend was touring the White House, and he ran into President Coolidge. Again, he tried to borrow $5 from him. Again, Coolidge turned him down. His eyes were wide with admiration, and the man said to Coolidge, "Well, I gotta say one thing for you, Cal. Success hasn't changed you one bit." The guy was a tightwad. He really was. Now, you know, you don't have to pull out a story from history to find a guy who is a tightwad. We've got more around today than we did in the 1920s. You know what a tightwad is? He's the guy that invites you to lunch and then takes you to the local elementary school cafeteria where you can get it for a buck and a quarter. I actually had that happen to me once, and he said, "Now, get anything you want, I'm buying." Of course, it was all for the same price. I'll tell you this for sure. I sure am glad that my God is not cheap. Isn't it incredible? And I'm really astonished with this, at how God just really pours it on. I mean, he gives us the green grass and the snow-topped mountains. He gives us rainbows and sunbeams and flowers and even taste buds. Have you ever thanked God for taste buds? He didn't have to give us taste buds. It could have all tasted like medicine. But God lavishly gives it all. Of course, his greatest gift is the very thing that cost him the most. And of course, you know, the better the gift, the greater the cost. And God gave his own son, gave him up on a Roman cross. He died just to give us a second chance to be his. And the Bible says, "By grace are you saved through faith in Christ Jesus." I sure am glad that my God isn't as tight as old Calvin Coolidge. One more before I go, okay? One day, while the White House was being repaired, Coolidge found his way to the attic where the architect and the contractor were looking at the rafters and girders. The architect pointed out the bad condition of the timbers charred from the fire the British had set during the War of 1812. He insisted that they be replaced, but he wanted to know whether to do it with wood or the more expensive steel beams. Coolidge carefully examined the charred wood. Then he turned to the contractor and said, "All right, put in the steel beams." And then he said, "And send the bill to the King of England." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet concerning God's generosity. It's called "What is the Gospel?" It's yours for the asking. What is the Gospel? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.